If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on a Friday today in Creighton, Bill?
He's trying to share his knowledge of his years in the finance business. Scared money don't make money. Scared money don't make money. So he'll be giving financial advice to those, to the youth. So they'll be looping today.
Oh, yes.
They'll bring him down.
Love the loop.
And he'll start to give advice on how to invest.
Nice.
On how to invest your money and how and what an early investment plan can be. You're talking your CDs. You're talking your other investments. So he's just doing this as a free gift back to Creighton Public Schools. So they'll be looping today, right, to teach people scared money don't make money.
That's the theme.
That's the theme of the
what's,
day.
What's the setup? Is the it like a classroom?
Classroom setup, yes. There'll be notes taken. There'll be old school notes. Everything notes will be on legal pad. There'll be no iPads. There'll be no texting. There'll be no anything. Everyone will be will get a Midwest Bank pen. And a legal pad.
Question would be, is Shin Daddy a chalkboard guy or a market board? What does he do
grease
for
his board.
Grease board? Grease yeah. board. He'll grease go grease board. Board. He liked the chalkboard a lot, but he dresses really nice. And we talked about the chalk he had to carry around in your pockets and got all over the place. So now he's more of a dry erase marker. But it's a big whiteboard he has set up front to go through.
A bunch of kids in there.
Yeah, a bunch of guys.
Is he a patient man?
He's very patient. He's sharing his Wayne State knowledge. He's a wildcat.
Those kids aren't just going to sit there. I mean, he's going to have to be patient.
Yeah, you got to be patient. You got to be pretty entertaining. You have to engage it right now. It's not easy to say, hey, pay attention. That's what he's got a lot on his plate today.
I feel like if I'm one of the kids at school, I'm confused because usually we're going down to Midwest Bank and we're having some sort of really fun activity. Today is an extension of school. We're just learning more.
Yeah, learning more. That's a little bit
it's
of a
different
more,
for them.
But the thing about this one, it'll be the day they look back at the most.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden they're 45 and retired, going like, oh, wow, this is incredible. Didn't know this one. That's the one thing you don't know. That's one thing you don't know when you're that age. You have no idea. You always think like that. Oh, yeah, I don't have any money. Well, if this would invest just a little bit of money, a little bit younger right there, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
That's what's going to happen today.
Yeah.
Shindy's going to drive home that point.
The point.
What is it again?
With that scared money don't make money.
That was some form of a rap song, I think. Right?
Was it? I don't know.
I don't know that.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That sounds, we got a little second here.
Common statement.
Yes, it does. Well, that sounds like a very educational day for the kids of Creighton going to Midwest Bank.
Absolutely.
From Shin Daddy.
Scared Money is a song by YG. Yeah. YG.
Can you sing it for us?
No, I've never heard it.
I'm sure the lyrics are very clean.
I don't know that.
YG?
Yeah.
Okay.
Featuring J. Cole, by the way.
Okay. Heard that name before. 464-5685, call or text as always. Sip, you had the chance to listen to Pat Stewart yesterday, Nebraska's new GM. He was speaking to the people.
Yeah, do you have sound?
I do. We didn't connect before. It's what you want me to play, but I got a lot of sound from Patrick Stewart, Nebraska's
why
new
did he
GM.
Take the job? Well, okay, so he came from, he was the New England Patriots Director of Pro Personnel, I believe was the title. And he was asked why. Why take this job? I mean, why jump out of the NFL and into this fray? He spent the last two seasons as director of pro personnel for the Patriots.
Yeah, that's a good question. So I was in the NFL for 18 years. Was really fortunate to be with, you know, great organizations with great people. And when you're working in the NFL, you kind of think, well, there's only 32 of these jobs. If eventually you want to take the next step and apply what you've learned during the course of your career, things have changed in college football. These opportunities have presented themselves now. And I just thought with Matt being here, my familiarity with him, it would be a good transition.
We've covered this, but his job title, according to the school's website, is he leads Nebraska's roster management and player acquisition, including high school and transfer portal recruiting, evaluation, and retention. So it's a massive job. He's gonna get paid $800,000 in the first year. By the end of the first year of a 3-year deal, by the end of it, I think it's $900,000 or $950,000. He was asked about, okay, so he came from the NFL world. That's where he evaluated.
Yes.
So how is it evaluating high school talent?
Here's Pat Stewart on that.
Yeah, I think that's something I'm kind of adjusting to, as far as building out like a high school recruiting board. But to your point, like it's finding guys that fit in the slots. And it goes back to his question about the Patriot scouting method. It's filling roles, like identifying what guys do and what they're capable of becoming eventually, but what can they do for us right now? And what will they do in the future? Like, that's kind of what we're looking to do. So to your point, like early on guys and late round draft pick guys, undrafted free agents. Yeah. Like you need all of those players to win. So we need to identify the best ones at each different level and see what we can do with them.
Okay. So now he's in this world where there's a continually shifting landscape, and he commented on how his lack of experience in the college game hardly matters because of it. Do you have that sound by any chance? His adjustment to the new
NIL
world.
Landscape. I have,
yeah, try that.
Go that way. Here we go. Pat Stewart.
I wouldn't say like, I mean, it's awesome for them. I'm blown away by the fact like, oh man, they get this now. I don't think it blew me away by how things were structured and where things, this money's from here and this is counting for this. Like that, to me, like those are kind of, for lack of a better term, like incentives in an NFL contract. You kind of try to make things work a certain way. Just different mechanisms you can use for a contract.
So there you go. Pat Stewart.
Pat Stewart.
Yeah, Pat Stewart. That's his first media appearance.
I just think it's got to be, again, as he said there, he addressed it, but it's odd. You're going from the NFL to evaluating high school. Like, that cannot be easy, going from evaluating college kids to high school kids. They changed a ton, as we all know, from high school to college.
I don't know, Bill. Difficult. What do you think? How much different would it be?
Quite a bit. Maybe quite a bit different. But with a lot of the same guidelines, though. I mean, yep. a lot of the same guidelines, but quite a bit different. Like I said, you have a much better feel for someone just because of like I said, like you get past the point of just maturing, your body maturing. And so that's the part that would be different when you're looking at someone that's, you're taking a look at someone that's 16 compared to someone that's 22. Mm-hmm. That's a big difference on trying to project where that's going to be. But a lot of the same guidelines, I think, will be used, but I think it is more difficult.
Yeah, this was a very sort of involved discussion with Pat Stewart. Obviously, he has to make all these adjustments. For instance, no longer deals with a salary cap, really. There's no real salary cap.
No.
Right?
Not right now.
Not in the college game. I mean, couldn't you kind of say there's going to be a salary cap and that there's $20.5 million available to the school? But then the cap discussion kind of goes away because you can use NIL.
NIL, and then it's not been clarified yet about this clearinghouse, which is going to be the one that governs the NIL to make sure it's true NIL. And then again, anytime that you say you can put a lid on what someone can make, that doesn't happen. That's why everything got voted out by the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And so now it'll always be hard. There's never a hard cap. It's like This is what it is. Nope, that doesn't exist.
God dang, it really gets involved. He talked about how in this world, in the pro world, in the NFL, you could incentivize contracts. You can't really do that here. But I can't imagine what he has to deal with on a daily basis in terms of just the nuances and figuring out what it's going to look like, figuring out what it is, then figuring out what it's going to look like. So he's got sort of this enormous challenge. As does everybody.
Now, Pat Stewart comes from the NFL. He had time with the New England Patriots. Now, there's been the Patriot way has been something we talked about with Bill Belichick, you know, Robert Kraft, Tom Brady. What exactly is the Patriot way? Pat Stewart was asked what it means to evaluate the Patriot way yesterday.
Find good football players. Like, that's pretty much the secret sauce, is finding good football players. But we, you know, in New England and, you know, I was from New England, from Philadelphia, and also what they've done here, because they've had a lot of success recruiting and building a team here, that you look out there on the field right now, it's a pretty good roster. It's a pretty solid roster. But as far as like the Patriot way goes, you know, it's about finding tough, smart, dependable players that can consistently compete to win championships and perform in pressure situations. So those are the guys that we're looking for.
Perform in pressure situations. That's not easily identifiable, is it?
No, you just want to try to find someone that has done it, and so can they perform like that? What have they done? How, you know, that was always a big thing with a lot of coaches. We talk about, you know, how do they play in big games? How do they show up in rivalry games? Same thing out of high school. That was always looked at like that. Sometimes it's like, okay, they played well in two or three games, and those teams they played, they really had no chance of losing that game. They went into the game at ease. And yes, they played, performed well. What did they do when it was on? What did they do in the big games, rivalry games? All those things stand out. If I'm evaluating a player from Oklahoma, my first game I'm going to watch Texas. I'm going to watch these games and say, how do they perform in these games and against quality opponents, and also when there was more on the line than just the opponent across. There was also a rivalry tied to it, is something you want to look at. How well they do that? And then multiple sport. How well do they perform in other sports? How else do they do? You know, we try to find times when they were on the clock, basically, when they had to perform under pressure, and how'd they do?
Yeah, there you go. And he did say, he did say, for instance, that games are decided in short stretches. He said they're decided within about a 5-play stretch. So you look at that, you look at how guys make decisions at high speeds in those key situations. It all kind of made sense.
Now, this was your first time talking to or meeting with Patrick.
I'd never even seen the man before he walked in.
What was your impressions of him? Did you take anything away in terms of your thoughts on him?
Yeah, I mean, he was.
Does he act
about
the part?
Yes. Yeah, I think he had that, like, that demeanor of a front office guy, matter of fact.
Okay.
Very matter of fact, you know, very dialed down. He wasn't trying to.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
capture the room with humor or anything like that. He's just an executive. That's the, I guess that's the best way just to say it. He's an executive, and yeah, it was about what you'd expect from that standpoint. He's just in a very new world. He made it made sense to me what he said about, you know, there's only 32 teams in the NFL. If I was going to advance, the opportunities might, he didn't say this, but this is what I took away. The opportunities are sort of limited by the fact there's 32 teams. The changing landscape in college sports and college football in this case has opened up some possibilities to a guy like him. Becoming a general manager that can make almost $1 million at the college level wasn't the case before this. And now you're seeing it more and more. So here he is. We'll see where
I guess
goes.
I'd ask if he was a G, you know, what's it? What's his end goal?
I don't know.
Do you want to be an AD? Like, what's the highest you can go? GM? What can he be?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know. This might be, maybe the GM of an NFL team would be about as high as he can go. He could always go back to the NFL. You know,
that's true.
If things would go well here.
Now, he did say in one of those quotes, he likes Nebraska's roster. He was asked,
why
do you think Nebraska has a good roster, Patrick Stewart from yesterday?
I think just watching them for the last 14 practices and how they've competed, you know, in my experience going on the road as an area scout and watching a bunch of college football, just being exposed to different teams. And, you know, you kind of go out there as a scout and you're really looking at, you know, the guys that you're evaluating and, as a big picture, like what does this program look like and how hard do they work? Cause you want to be able to take that back to know that somebody can work in your system. Right. So just evaluating like not only the talent, but also like the effort, the grind, the grit, the toughness of this team, has been really impressive.
The way I size up this team in my mind is it's not going to be bad. The question is how good can it be? I don't think we're looking at a bad team.
Sure doesn't appear to.
No. You know, they weren't bad last year. They won 7 games. It's not, that's the best way I can say it. This isn't going to be a bad team. It's just how good can they be? And that's what I took from that quote. But yeah, I don't know if Stewart regarded it as a big day for him. It couldn't have been that easy. You know, I doubt he's ever done anything like that. Yeah. Like the director of pro personnel for the Patriots doesn't meet with the media, right?
No, I wouldn't think so.
And I don't think he's probably done that in the past, but he seemed like he was kind of at ease with it. It's kind of a bizarre place.
When they show the several times last night, they would show like the war room of different teams, and there would be literally one coach in there, be the head coach, and there'd be 20 guys.
Just a lot of people.
There were a lot of people in those war rooms.
And there's a lot of people in there that are just like, I'm just here for the wings. I mean, they're
just free spread over there.
Who are all those guys?
It's like 30 people.
So there's not let, you know, and then the crazy thing, then they seem just going crazy and hugging each other. Well, they selected them. They have to come. So it's not like it does, some of that stuff doesn't really make a lot of sense to me.
Right?
It's kind of odd to me.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people in that room, and sometimes you're looking around going like, okay, what's my next move? One seat over, two seat over, where now I can actually be at a place where I actually am making a difference on the team, and I'm valued, and also they get paid very well. Mm-hmm. And so it gets paid very well. But as a team, you used to always have the great coaches that I worked for would always talk about that the one thing that when any time a visitor left our program, wherever I was at, would be they're going to say, wow, I love how they practice. I mean, it is efficient. It's hard. It's organized. It's when they leave, it's like, you know what? We don't practice like that. That's a better practice. And that was if you have that, then you have a chance. Doesn't mean you're going to do it, but you have a chance. If you don't, you'll fail. Mm-hmm. If you don't go to practice and just walk away and go, whew, was that efficient, tough, organized, you name it. Everything about it, you just walk away, you walk out and just go, that was like a two hour and 20 minute symphony that I just watched of coaching, effort, on task, knowledge, you name it, everything top to bottom, no hiccups, then you have a chance. If you don't have a chance. You'll fail.
God, so, I'll tell you, you're right, and you lived it for so many years, Jake. A Division One practice, I always walk away from going, okay, that's D1. I mean, that's big time football. I saw enough practice over there where I walked away going, there's certain people like myself that don't belong in that environment. I mean, that's a big time environment.
It's a big time environment, and
D1.
And if you even so much as flinch, it will drift. If you think you have it figured out, it will drift within a day. If all of a sudden you think that we got it figured out, if you don't have your feet to the fire every single day on how it goes down from the Jay Terrys to the medical staff to the strength staff to the coaching staff to the analysts, you name it, it's what is your structure to have and get your unit ready to play.
Jay Terry is what?
He is the director of equipment, you'd say, or
and he
he's involved with everything.
And during a practice, it's like he's running the show. Yeah. I mean, he's on. Yeah. He's on. Like you can't just go up and BS with him.
The organization you'd have, just say it was the special teams, and I'd be like, Jay, we're gonna be able to do this drill in this time. We're actually going to use the jugs machine during this. We have to have this. And we have to also have a safety precaution as we're bringing a jugs machine onto the field during this set. I mean, it is bizarre. And it is. And he would be able to tell me when you would shoot a kickoff and you want that thing to land right at about the 2 or 3 yard line, so about a 65-yard shot, whatever it would be, he would be able to tell me too, hey, the two wheels to get them wound back up to full speed, he said, we're going to need about 13 seconds to 15 for them to get back after we shoot a ball. He had all that knowledge.
Wow.
If all of a sudden you just grab a ball and you shoot one, grab another ball and shoot it, the next one will land 20 yards shorter because it's not gotten back. So those are the type of things that you have to know as a coach, and then also know this. And then it's always because if all of a sudden they just look over and it's like, where's the two-man sled? Ah, son of a gun. That's still in the shed. Give me a second. Right. No, that means the whole day's ruined.
Yeah,
and also as a coach, when you would meet with every coach had their own personal manager. It'd be well documented. They would come up, and so I would meet every morning with the head manager for special teams to go over. Hey, this would be like at 6 a.m, and we'd meet for 30 minutes and go over. Hey, this, and then I would have my own manager that would also have to go over. Hey, when we transition to this, I'm going to need these 6 bags. I'm going to need 4 balls. I'm going to need this to happen. And these will be all laid out in the great ones. And then Jay has to train those managers for what they have. So that's just part of it.
I know.
That's not even the trainers, medical staff. That's not. Oh, guess what? Try this one on too. Hey, we didn't get the end zone copy of that film of Inside Run. We got some confusion on the script. And also you don't have it? Are you kidding me?
And
that'd be something you wouldn't even know if you were just watching practice that it got jacked up. But all those little – it's so intense.
Problem.
So, again, when they leave, someone should say, I've never seen a group practice like that. Not well, their D-line looked really good. Oh, I think that – I didn't like a couple of those play calls, but I like this play call. No. How'd they practice? What'd stretch look like? How did they come out? What'd their gear look like? Were their guys sloppy? Did they have their socks up, socks down? Did they have – they have something on they shouldn't have on? Did they have whatever? All the things like that. It's across the board.
Bill, I would tell people if they listen to you, they have a better understanding. If you ever get a chance to go see a D1 practice, a Nebraska practice, do it.
Yeah.
Go, because Bill's right. It's like an event in itself. That's why I love going.
Because
it's like you're going
well orchestrated
to see.
Too.
You're going to see an event almost. Football is amazing. That's why I like it. That's why I cover it.
And then there's rotations, too. It's like also like who's going to be in this play? Who's going to be when? And as a coach, you have to know. All of a sudden, let's just say we're going to get – they decide, hey, we're going to do 32 live plays today. And it gets over, and it's like, ha, son of a gun, Todd only got 2. We wanted to give him 12, but he got 2. How'd I miss that?
Problem.
As a coach, problem. Major problem on who's in the game, what's going on.
Damn.
What are the calls? How's this going to work? All those things to
it's
it.
An environment.
So if you come back in and all of a sudden, if you have like a staff meeting after practice and there's some errors of like, what just happened? we went over this. This was very clear. And then sometimes if that indirectly it falls on one person, falls on the head coach. It falls on the head coach as far as like every little aspect of it. And like the meetings would be so intense because it's a, you know, I said it's 2 hours and whatever minutes and the amount of equipment in different positions that are out there.
Right.
It's involved. And it's fun, but that's also what makes it not for everybody.
Exactly.
It makes it not for everybody.
That's what football is to me. It's not for everybody, and that's what makes it unique and special. It's not for everybody.
Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT what, Bill?
I've been hacked!
Oh, God.
Shiver down the spine. Always, every time. Shiver down the spine. If you want to avoid being hacked, there's one place you go to. Our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. They're in all 93 counties of the state. 99% retention rate. And they manage all things IT in one spot. Stop shopping around. It's one place. Things IT. AppliedConnective.com. Free consultation today.
How about the expansion? Because I was nervous. I talked to Steve about it. I said, you know, Columbus is covered out. We're in great shape and all over the place. We're in Lincoln. We're in Omaha. Then it was like, where are we at up north? What about Norfolk? Is that? Oh, yeah, it's covered. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they have their own office up there now. Yep. You'll see a new office popping up probably one every 6 months all the way across the state. So if all of a sudden also you just want to stop in and talk to them for a consultation, there's someplace, I'm going to have to drive to Denver. No, you don't. How about this one? How about driving to Norfolk? How about going to Columbus? Want to whip into Albion?
Take a spin. Yeah,
take a spin. Try it out. Just come in and just see what comes out of it. You'll be blown away. Thank you.
AppliedConnective.com today for a free consultation. Call or text 402-464-5685. We have Dr. Love is
Wait
next.
A second.
Yes, it's a Friday.
Are we doing this today?
Yeah, it's what? Dr. Love.
Oh, I think.
How do they get a hold of Dr. Love?
Well, what would they do? Could they text in?
You could text or you could call 402-464-5685. We await your questions for Dr. Love next.
Relationships.
Love.
An early break on the ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.